This weekend, in the shadow of the dedication ceremony for the King Memorial on the National Mall, there was a demonstration march over jobs and economic inequality. As NPR's Allison Keyes reports, the debates over fixing the economy and solving the racial gaps in the unemployment rate still persist.
What do we want? Now! What do we want? Now!
The sense of history here is tangible. A rally and march from the shadow of the Washington Monument to the new Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, complete with a rainbow crowd that's mostly African American.
No justice! No justice!
Activist Reverend Al Sharpton says his National Action Network organized the march because the nation has ignored the plight of the chronically unemployed and because lawmakers haven't passed President Obama's jobs bill.
So if you won't get the jobs bill done in the suite, then we will get the jobs bill done in the street.
The national unemployment rate is 9.1%, but the rate for Hispanics is 11%, and for African Americans, it's 16%. The Senate voted Mr. Obama's jobs bill down last week, but many speakers here said they support both his bill and his reelection. At one point, the crowd spontaneously began chanting. But the agenda here included statehood for Washington, D.C., and the issues of the Occupy Wall Street movement. Both groups joined this march. Lee Saunders of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees told the crowd the King Memorial is a great tribute, but to honor the fallen leader, demonstrators must continue his legacy.
The richest 1% of Americans controls 40% of this country's wealth. Our work, sisters and brothers, is not done.
Other speakers, including Rebecca Pringle of the National Education Association, invoked King and speculated on what he would think of the state of the nation where he fought for equal opportunities for everyone.
I believe he would be outraged. He would be outraged that one out of five children is living in poverty in this great nation.
Though those on stage attacked lawmakers for blocking the jobs bill and threatened to vote them out of office for not supporting it, all of the invective wasn't aimed at one party. Walter Andrews of the Communications Workers of America said there was plenty of blame to spread around.
As we dedicate this monument to Dr. King, we have another set of eyes watching these mean-spirited Republicans and these weak-kneed Democrats. They need to stop playing games with America working class people and put America back to work now.
Martin Luther King III told the crowd after bailing out the banks and Wall Street, it's time to bail out working Americans. And he says he knows where his father would be today.
I believe that if my father was alive, he would be right here with all of us involved in this demonstration today.
King III is speaking today at the formal dedication going on at the King Memorial. Along with President Obama, others on the agenda include civil rights activists such as Sharpton, Reverend Joseph Lowery, former Ambassador Andrew Young, poet Nikki Giovanni, songstress Aretha Franklin, and other members of King's family. Those at yesterday's march said they would be here today and be part of history. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.